I mean, I just thought it was a chance for him to gas up the home fans and say, we can't wait to play in prime time in front of a, you know, a loud crowd, etc.
A couple things about Tomlin going into this playoff game. He has lost in the first round of the playoffs four straight times, four consecutive wild card round losses. That's a Steelers record for playoff futility. The losing streak is the longest in Steelers history, six games. And this is the longest drought in terms of years without winning a playoff game. Eight, could be nine if they lose this game. So that's what he's trying to dispel and put behind him, get that monkey off his back with this game. Now, I asked you guys during the break to rank the seven AFC head coaches going into the playoffs. Just like there's not a Patrick Mahomes in this field, there's not an Andy Reid either. So there's not an obvious answer, I don't think, for who should be ranked as the best coach. The coaches who are in, Sean Payton, Denver, Mike Vrabel, New England, Liam Cohen, Jacksonville, Tomlin, DeMeco Ryans, Houston, Sean McDermott, Buffalo, Jim Harbaugh, L.A. Chargers. Those are the seven. I didn't ask the NFC. I just asked you guys to do the AFC. I didn't want to make it 14 coaches. I think that would just get a little bit too...
We can worry about NFC coaches and Tomlin's place among them if and when he makes the Super Bowl.
It would be a lot to try to... Okay, who's 11? I just think seven's more relevant here and easier to do. Would you rather start with one and go down to seven or go seven up to one?
Pony, the world is your oyster. I can go either way here.
All right, we'll start with seven.
Oh, man.
I put Tomlin seven. I'm dead serious. I know it's close. My initial list, I had him higher. But then I thought to myself, this should be about how I view these guys now. And not basing it really that much on what happened in 2008 and 2010. And in the case of another coach, I would say 2009, which is why he's not one or two on my list. So I honestly think all of the guys I put ahead of him, all of the coaches in the AFC have either done a better job this year or in the what have you done for me lately in the playoffs category are obviously better than Mike. So seven. By record, they're the seventh team, right? 10-7. The Chargers went 11-6. The Chargers beat the Steelers this year. I went seven.
Who goes next here?
You guys can...
I don't have him seventh. I have Jim Harbaugh seventh.
Man.
That kind of got like a gasp from Donnie. I was looking at the whole body of work this year, right? So you take like a Mike Tomlin losing to the Browns, very bad. Kind of forgot this happened. Had to double check.
The Giants loss?
Back-to-back with Washington.
Washington, too, yeah.
And the Washington loss was playing, by 27-10. I don't care if he was playing. You were at home.
I know. That was a really bad one by them.
They had a brutal stretch of two games. They got mopped by the Colts when the Colts were still good. They were 4-3. Now, they ripped off a bunch of wins
in
a row.
They went 5-1 in their division. The only game they lost, they didn't try, by the way.
I'm aware. They did a very good job handling their division, but some uncharacteristically like crummy losses... Now, he's more of a, I want to run the ball and play defense guy, and their defense is very good. They are banged up to hell. He was a whopping...
Banged up to hell.
Ooh. They are very banged up on the O-line, specifically. He was a whopping one game better than Mike. Mike would have been better if he had beaten Jim in L.A.
Sure.
That, of course, was the New York Post Aaron Rodgers, where is his wife story game. We have all decided that that informed Rodgers' absolutely awful performance.
Yep.
I just don't think he's... You said, what have you done for me lately? I guess if you're a Michigan fan, he's done a bunch. If you're a Chargers fan, he's gone 11-6 twice. Lost last year in their first game. He has a cyborg at quarterback. And until he starts winning playoff games with that cyborg, I'm not going to treat him all that charitably.
I actually put Sean McDermott at number seven.
Wow!
Because I think he's just a massive beneficiary to having a generational talent at QB. And he also has one of the all-time playoff gaffes
13 seconds.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was
which I know may be a little bit unfair to go back on and mix the whole career with what's happening right now, but I mean,
I think he cost the Bills a Super Bowl because I think they were going to win it that year.
I mean, okay, here's another way we could also frame this. Without question, he's the guy with the hottest seat in the playoffs.
He should be.
Because this is the first time that he's going to get a chance without Mahomes, without Burrow, without Lamar Jackson. If they don't get it done now, and I get that they're a wild card team, let me finish. If they don't get it done now, I think that there is a very, very real chance he's out of there.
I'm going to just skip ahead to my one. I put him one.
McDermott?
Yes.
He's sixth for me. I was jockeying with him or Harbaugh for the last.
I put him one.
Are you going? Is this opposite day?
He's won a playoff game in five straight seasons.
His quarterback
he's
is
got Josh
Allen.
How many times did Tomlin win a playoff game?
There's
in five
actually no
seasons?
More coach in the AFC, I think, that's more similar than Mike in terms of things he doesn't do well than Sean McDermott.
I would say they've been consistently the second best team in the AFC.
He's also a defensive head coach, and his defense mostly stinks.
Their defense is not good this year. I agree with that.
I had him sixth.
I agree with that one. But
I had him sixth. I think he's a liability to them more than an asset.
But if you're a liability, so they should be a multi-time Super Bowl winner?
They should have at least one.
They should have. I think they should at least have been there.
I think they would have won it in 21, and he made just one of the all-time inexcusable coaching gaffes.
I agree with what you guys are saying. Like he benefits from having Josh Allen 100%. But what else does he benefit from?
I think he also has a running back that led the league in rushing.
Yeah, that's
yards.
What I was going to say. I think they've got two great players. I think they've got two great guys. I think the Steelers have a better roster than the Bills.
They have more talent on defense. That's inarguable. They've spent more money
to build that up. I don't think his defense has done a good job this year, but their defense is still better than the Steelers this season.
I don't know if I can say that. I don't know if I could actually say the Steelers have a better roster. Allen is such an outrageous force multiplier. It's like saying, the Eagles had a better roster than the Chiefs, but they lost to Mahomes. Well, Mahomes is like God.
I know, but it's like what people said about the Eagles. Hurts is not as good as Allen, but 53-man roster, they probably had the best in the NFL last year. The Bills' 53-man roster is not as good as the Steelers, right?
It's really hard to just keep the Josh Allen factor out of here and how much that guy who is a perennial MVP candidate.
If Tomlin had Josh Allen and everything else was the same, he would have won playoff games during this drought.
No question.
There's no doubt in my mind.
But McDermott has two.
I just think
McDermott's been to the AFC Championship game twice and he's won a playoff game every
year. I think they're basically the same coach. Going back to their days playing together, which gets me to my next point. I'll go number five. I have Tomlin above McDermott.
Okay.
But I think they're the same guy. I go Harbaugh, McDermott, Tomlin. That's my 7-6-5 right now.
Where do you have Tomlin, Don?
I have Tomlin ahead of McDermott. And then
who do you have five?
Vrabel.
Jeez.
I flipped those two.
This is a fascinating little exercise right now.
Vrabel's never blown me away either. I know he's been the one seed when he was in Tennessee. He was kind of on the back, as was Arthur Smith, of a generational running back.
He gets a ton of shine for what he did to Belichick in that playoff game where he had Belichick like so mad it was like a pro wrestling match.
Yeah, I mean, that was their most impressive run because then they dominated the Ravens.
He is legitimately terrific at manipulating the clock. I will give him that. He knows the clock stuff back and front.
But I also, part of the beauty of the NFL, they did benefit from a very weak schedule this year in New England. They may have been a little bit ahead of schedule. The quarterback playing like an MVP candidate. Tomlin outcoaches him almost every time they play.
I agree with that. Head-to-head, Tomlin's been a better coach than Vrabel.
So really, isn't the thing if you want to beat Mike Tomlin but you think you have a better roster, but you've got a coach like Harbaugh or Vrabel, John, don't you just find a crappy coach and let Tomlin go against that guy? Oh, bring Jonathan Gannon out there. He'll beat Tomlin.
I was going to say, but McDermott beats Tomlin head-to-head, but you guys would just come back and say, well, he has Josh Allen. So he gets credit for nothing.
He also lost to him when he had end-stage Roethlisberger
in the most
fluky, but like how does your team blow this game fashion?
No doubt.
All right, let's keep going because this, man, we are all wildly different
here. So I put I put Vrabel. I had Vrabel 6.
Okay.
I had Sean Payton 5.
All right.
And then number 4, I think that's the number we're at. I have Harbaugh 4.
I had Sean Payton number 1.
So what? Do I.
I have Payton 1. I thought that would shock you, Pony. He has, I think, of all like the quote-unquote elite teams in this year's playoffs, he's got the 1 seed. I think Nix is the worst quarterback of that bunch. Of like the Mays, Staffords, the teams that are taken seriously as contenders, I would put Bo Nix below all
of them.
I got
news for you, though. I think the same way we dock Tomlin for Pickett, you've got to do the same thing with Peyton and Nix then.
But you can't dock him that much because he's the number one seed with
Nix. No, I know, but like you're using...
Tomlin would have deserved the Nobel Peace Prize if he had gotten Kenny to a 1 seed.
I know that, but you're using Nix being bad to strengthen...
No, I understand what you're saying. He wanted Bo Nix.
Right.
He said Bo Nix was his guy.
And he's an offensive coach, so Nix should be better.
He was good
Nix being an average quarterback is actually a negative for Sean Payton, not a positive, in my opinion.
I mean, they went 14-3 that way,
I do agree with that point, and yeah, I mean, they are a team kind of like what the Chiefs were last year.
Except the Chiefs get the benefit of the doubt because they've won Super Bowls.
Yeah, I didn't realize Bo Nix has attempted more passes than any quarterback in the league.
But like last year's Chiefs winning all of those one-score games by hook or by crook, and I know the Broncos had a few of those this year. Don't get me wrong, they had plenty.
I just didn't feel good putting Peyton higher than 5th because he hasn't won a playoff game in forever. His last few years in New Orleans.
We got breaking news, boys.
What?
And I had to check to make sure it's real, Schefter. John Harbaugh's done. Out in Baltimore.
Yep.
Well, I guess I know where I would have ranked him on these power rankings.
Well, you'd have to put him below McDermott, right? Because they both had great quarterbacks, and McDermott's done more with Allen than Harbaugh's done with Jackson. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, and I always actually tend to have Harbaugh pretty much attached to Mike Tomlin's hip when we do these rankings.
You want to talk about a guy Mike out-coaches almost every time.
He gets him every time.
Except for last year, those last two. By the way, you want to talk about a quick sliding doors moment? Mark Andrews catches that conversion pass last year. What happened? I mean, who knows what happens at that point?
My theory on this is there's obvious friction between Harbaugh and Jackson.
Oh, I mean, they picked the quarterback over the head coach. There's zero doubt in my mind. That big, what was it? Was it Mike Preston was the guy down there who wrote the big expose, the beat writer who kind of tore Jackson a new one?
I think that probably came from Harbaugh.
It probably did, but I would also say that tells me that there's enough animus in that building generally that even gets written, Pony, that things have reached an end stage there. Wow. He instantly becomes the biggest head coach. Here, you guys want one? Now, I've ripped Harbaugh a lot. Did a little in terms of Jackson's talents. If I were Jimmy Haslam, I would be calling him now, trying to hire him. Because as much as I think he lacks in certain ways, I do think he
is
the
worst job, though, other than maybe Arizona out there. Pony, he can't take one of those two jobs.
Pony, I understand that, but like I'm saying it from the Browns and Haslam's perspective. If your entire problem as a franchise is you can't get out of your own way and it's very unprofessional at times, I do think Harbaugh is a good like culture change, like act like a guy who can organize things and like get people to act in a professional way type of guy, for the most part. I do think he has that generally on his resume. Man.
I think he is...
How does Tyler Loop feel right now? He got the guy fired.
Right. I agree.
If I'm Tyler Loop, I just realized the coach that was part of the brain trust that drafted me, I just got him fired.
I don't know about
that.
I still wonder if they hosted Houston this week and lost.
No, but
and he's not.
Sure, he might have gotten
simpatico
fired
with Lamar. He still might have gotten
fired. I'm
saying
my point is right this second, he would still have a job. Correct. If it wasn't for Tyler Loop. Poor guy.
So the vacant jobs are Raiders,
Cardinals,
Titans,
Browns, Falcons,
Giants.
Raiders, Cardinals, Giants, Browns, Falcons, Titans. Am I missing one?
I think the best place for him.
Giants.
I was going to say either Giants or I'm going to maybe surprise you with this. I would say maybe Titans. Because you could argue with the Raiders, you get Mendoza and you start like a new era there, but man, the Raiders have been so bad for so long. I don't think I'd want to go do that.
Would he want to work from... I think Bisciotti is a pretty decent owner as far as, like, I don't think he's an unreasonable guy. He stays mostly in the background. Would he want to go work for old Prince Valiant?
I think the Giants are where he ends up.
Well, they have Dart. Can he rein Dart in? Can he bring in, like, personnel and staff who, like, get the most out of Dart without getting him to kill himself?
And their defense has some guys to work with.
Sure. Titans is tempting. I think Stefanski should go to Atlanta. That should be their call. He has familiarity. Not that, I mean, what, Cousins, I guess, can get out of that contract now, can he not? I believe he can piece out of there.
Well, why would he want to piece out? Doesn't he want to just get paid?
Well, right. But, and he also has familiarity with Stefanski. I think if Harbaugh looked at Ward on tape, he would probably want to go to Tennessee because I think there's something there with Cam Ward. I think they just got to surround him with the right pieces.
I also think we're ignoring the bigger thing for the Steelers. The Ravens just got rid of the guy that Tomlin had a mastery over and seemed to biff big moments and brain fart big moments, and now he's gone. And they have a chance to get somebody else in there who might do a better job in those situations. I felt, as crazy as this sounds, as a Steelers fan, I liked playing John Harbaugh twice a year by the end here. I was a fan of that.
Other than last year when it was Jackson being pretty much healthy and seeing them multiple times, yeah, it went well because he would outsmart himself. Who is a coaching candidate out there that they could hire that would have you kind of to this point go, oh no, they got this right. Like, this guy is going to do a good job here.
Brian Flores.
He's a hard ass, and so if any of the stuff Harbaugh said about Jackson is true and it's not just a hit piece.
I don't want Brian Flores with the Ravens. Honestly, with the way Seattle's offense looked this year and the way that offense looked against the Steelers, I wouldn't really want to see Kubiak show up there either.
Okay,
those would be the two.
Here's my question about Flores, just to finish my thought here. If any of the Harbaugh, any of that Mike Preston story that we think might have been Harbaugh leaking his frustrations about Lamar is true, like on the Lamar end, that maybe was like occasionally nodding off in a team meeting, right? Just maybe not doing like great work habit stuff all the time. Flores in Miami, it was obviously the thing with the owner that caused him to file a grievance or to sue the league, excuse me. But his players, you heard down there too, thought he was like an extra big hard ass to them sometimes in a way that did not always rub people the right way.
Yep.
I wonder how Lamar would react to that. If that's his reputation coming in his priors, is Lamar going to like being coached very tough by a guy who has a no-nonsense reputation?
No, but that's just like Todd Haley for Ben. Maybe that's what he needs.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. He might not like it, but if you think Flores is very capable, and I do... I don't think he's effing up some of the basics. I think he just wants to win.
Wow. John Harbaugh out in Baltimore.
Oh, by the way, my rest of my list was Liam Cohen, D'Amico Ryans, Mike Vrabel, Sean Payton. Yeah, kind of got derailed here.
I had Cohen 3, Ryans 2, and McDermott 1. Donnie, you want to finish your top 3?
We certainly took some schematic risk in an effort to minimize Lamar's talents in the game. And I think we suffered the consequences from that at times. We overplayed maybe some design runs, and we put ourselves in some thinned out coverage circumstances. But that's what you do when you're playing and plan to win. In the analysis of it, we'd probably do it again, to be quite honest with you. That's the type of challenges that guys like him put you in terms of decision making. But certainly we've been in the stadium against those guys a bunch, and we just felt like we couldn't allow him to run wild. When you do that, you got multiple problems. And so we chose a hill to die on, if you will, thankfully. We didn't, although they did hit some big plays on us, particularly in possession down moments where we were allocating the appropriate number of people to minimize the design run component of his talents and their schematics.
Mike Tomlin chose a hill to die on versus the Ravens. He survived thanks to a Tyler Loop missed field goal. His chief adversary, John Harbaugh, did get last rites performed by the Ravens today. Fired in the last few minutes. Or as the Ravens are branding it, a mutual parting of ways.
You've coached here long enough and done well enough that we're not going to say we kicked your ass out the door. I believe that's how that works.
At 5:27, time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township.
Pony, I would just like to say very quickly how appropriate that John Harbaugh's last act functionally as Ravens coach was having the hubris to think with a rookie kicker in a notoriously difficult to kick stadium that 44 yards from the middle of the field was good enough. Not going to try to get closer, not going to give Derrick Henry a carry to see if he maybe breaks one for 5 or 6 yards. And he probably lost his job quite directly. He did lose his job when he did because of that.
It ended up being the longest tenured coaching rivalry in the NFL, the longest since George Halas versus Curly Lambeau. Tomlin winning 23 games to 17 losses against Harbaugh, 40 games. It's the second most wins all time in a coaching head-to-head matchup. You have to go back to Halas Lambeau to find the only one where a coach beat another coach more than 23 times. They were 2-2 against each other in the playoffs. You're hearing Tomlin Takes music because typically at this time we play a bunch of Mike Tomlin sound bites, but I kind of feel like we should probably
talk Harbs.
Yeah, Mike did not say anything crazy today. I'll just put it that way.
Here's another one I saw. Stefanski to the Ravens, Harbaugh to the Browns. A coach-wife swap.
Stefanski does that in a second, but I think Harbaugh's got to be more discerning. I think that's kind of beneath him now.
Humor me with this. He's still a guy who I'm sure likes making money. Jimmy Haslam says, I'll back up the Brinks truck. I will pay you a lot. You'll have full control over your coaching staff. Like, Andrew Berry doesn't report to you. I'm not going to make that mess, but you're going to be in there just like you would have been in Baltimore, right, with DaCosta. And then he has to think about it from this way. You're out from under the yoke of the Deshaun Watson deal after this next season. You get to chart a course, potentially, to draft the next quarterback in 2027, because that roster still needs work, right? You get to draft a quarterback, and you get to start a new era. Why wouldn't he, like, at least consider it?
Because it's a dead-end job. Stefanski won 2 Coach of the Years there, and it wasn't acceptable.
I think he was a fall guy for the Deshaun Watson thing. More than anything else, I think he was a fall guy.
Probably right, but that's why I wouldn't want to go work for Jimmy Haslam. He jumps at the chance to make a coach the fall guy.
Well, we all said, Pony, that the Giants would be a better landing spot for him.
Yep.
It's not like the Mara family is the Rooney family as far as how they treat head coaches. They've blown guys out of there quickly.
I agree, but I'd rather, if I'm going to take on a rebuild, I'd rather start with Jackson Dart, even with his concussion issues, than Shedeur Sanders. And I don't think it's close. I mean, Myles Garrett is great, but it's not like the Giants defense doesn't have Dexter Lawrence and Burns and Abdul Carter stops falling asleep in meetings and whatnot. Schefter said 10 minutes ago, Harbaugh now expected to become the top head coaching candidate this hiring cycle. Multiple teams are now expected to be interested in hiring him. His presence is expected to have big ramifications. I wouldn't be surprised, and we haven't seen any Ravens reporters say this, if it also might have been a situation where the conversation that Steelers fans want Art Rooney to have with Mike Tomlin if the season ends Monday night. Hey, Mike, you can come back, but we're going to make you change some things.
Yeah.
And John Harbaugh is probably like,
I don't feel like
doing that.
I don't need to do this.
I can go work somewhere else, and they're going to roll out the red carpet for me, and they're going to treat me not like a failing coach, but as like the prodigal son who's going to come here and restore whatever franchise I go work for to greatness. So I bet that there's got to be at least a small percentage of Steelers fans that have a little bit of jealousy here, right?
Oh, one of the first responses, I'll give our guy Bergie, House of Berg, on Twitter a shout out, because he was the one who tagged me in the Schefter replies so I could see that and cut in with that real quick. His then follow-up was, maybe Rooney will see this and realize sometimes it's just time to move on. I don't think Rooney views the Ravens as a Jets type of organization that he wouldn't want to emulate. He probably looks at them with that real, like, sometimes grudging, but ultimately respect.
Yes, because they made perfect dance partners through the years.
I do think the Steelers organization views them as, like, a worthy combatant. You know what I mean? Like, far more than the Bengals and obviously more than the Browns. Yeah, they should.
They won a Super Bowl more recently than the Steelers.
Obviously, they were a worthy combatant. But yeah, to your point, are Steelers fans feeling jealous? That was the guy who tipped me off that he was getting fired, then saying, I wish this would happen for the Steelers, essentially.
Jordan Schultz, who has come on the show and has been an NFL insider for a few years, points out in his post about this that the reason being cited by the Ravens for the coaching change is the lack of playoff success.
Oh, geez. Well, then, yeah, Art Rooney might have to have a look-see in the mirror. Here's one person's theory. Ravens are just going to get Jesse Minter from the Chargers, and they'll be great again. I would not like to see them get Minter. I think that guy's got good head coach written all over
him. Well, the frustrating thing to me would be that you had McDonald, the Ravens coach, as your defensive – or the Seahawks coach – is your defensive coordinator. He takes the Seattle job, and now
they're
the best team in the NFL. Which, you know what that says about John Harbaugh that you can't say about Tomlin? He's done a better job of finding assistants.
Yep. By the way, on the Kirk Cousins front, I guess he's going to be a free agent. They redid his deal, Pony, so he gets to basically put a on the Stefanski, could he go to Atlanta part. It maybe looks like that reunion wouldn't happen on that basis.
Donnie, what's your reaction to John Harbaugh's firing?
I mean, I had a little, like, I had a feeling it could absolutely happen. I mean, we kind of threw that around on and off the air. I mean, you guys had dudes from Baltimore on last week. I talked to Rob Long on one of the shows last week, and he kind of gave the indication that if they would lose to the Steelers, and they did, that they would sort of have a sit down with Lamar Jackson of, hey, do we want to keep doing this thing or should we look for somebody else? So they,
with Lamar, he was going to be able to call the shots.
Yeah, like Rob kind of made it sound as if they were putting it in the hands of their franchise quarterback.
I heard what Jackson said about Harbaugh after the playoff loss, and I did not get the sense from his answer that everything was copacetic. And
what was the line? Because I can visualize it, but I can't actually like remember what it was.
Yeah, it was some kind of just we'll have to wait and see comment or something.
It was something about like his basically, are you satisfied with John as the head coach? Are things good? And he's like, yeah, we'll see. We'll look into it.
Now
we're looking into it over here.
Tomlin has done better than Harbaugh head to head. And that's obviously big, even though they're 2-2 against each other in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike has gone to one more Super Bowl than John, which enhances his resume against Harbaugh as well, the two Super Bowl trips to one. In the playoffs, though, Harbaugh 13 playoff wins to Mike's 8. So that's a 5-win difference. Harbaugh has seasons 9 years. So in half of his seasons, he's been a coach for 18, not 19. In 9 out of 18 seasons, he's won a playoff game.
Mike has won one in 4 out of 19. Has a chance to make it 5.
Harbaugh's all-time win percentage is .614. Tomlin's is .628. It's close, man.
Well, I think
it's really close between these two.
The Harbaugh resume,
it's splitting hairs.
The Harbaugh resume to me is a little bit better because
he won a Super Bowl with Flacco.
He's won a Super Bowl more recently. He has more playoff wins. And I think what I would say is I understand why why people who remind you, you know, like finger waggingly that it's hard to win games in the NFL tell you how impressive Mike's non-losing season streak is. But like, I don't feel like Harbaugh randomly going 5-11 in 2015 even like registers as a blip on the radar for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's only got two other losing seasons, and they're both 8-9 years, and then a couple of 8-8s, a 9-7 here and there. But I would say his is more impressive. I know he's underachieved with, I think, at his best, one of the three best quarterbacks in the league, and
but
the
he
most
overachieved
unique.
With Flacco.
I mean, he was the beneficiary of a good but not great quarterback going on a big-time playoff heater, and I think he, as the coach, deserves credit for that. This also underscores one other thing. I think the Ravens are, broadly speaking, a very well-run franchise. They also are proving with this move that they are not like wedded to and identify themselves as, above all else, we're the stable coaching franchise. That just underscores that that whole thing with Art Rooney, that that's what he thinks is a Steelers calling card, is going to set them apart from 31 other teams.
Well, I mean, they did the same thing to Billick.
Right, they knifed him after he had a bad year. He went 5-11, and that was that. And by the way, Harbaugh was going to get fired until Lamar's rookie year when they came in, and to John's credit as a head coach, granted he doesn't call the plays on either side, so it makes it easier, he just said, screw it, we're going to completely change the offense here in the hopes that it works.
Quick detour for a second. Isn't it kind of weird that Brian Billick never got another head coaching opportunity?
Yes. And it makes me think that Brian Billick had a reputation as maybe very difficult to deal with.
He won a Super Bowl. In 2006, the year before he gets fired, he won 13 games with Steve McNair. Now, they lost that home playoff game to Peyton Manning and the Colts the year that the Colts won the Super Bowl.
Riveting 15-6 game.
They win 13 games the next year, big step back, 5. Fired. Then never coaches in the NFL again at 53 years old.
You think it had to be that he was kind of a jackass to deal with?
I mean, Adam Gase got 2 head coaching opportunities in
the NFL. I know that he has since gone into like TV/radio. Did he do it like right after he was done?
Yeah, but he didn't have such a high profile gig where he didn't go do
Monday
Night Football.
It wasn't like Bill Cowher.
Yeah.
Because everyone assumed, well, Cowher's coming back to coach.
He was doing Fox's third or fourth best game. And then never got another head coaching gig.
That is weird. I do wonder in some cases, is there a chance that Billick just like was cool not doing one? And he's like, I don't really want to push to get my, you know, tell your agent, like, I don't really want to do this. I'm good.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. John Harbaugh fired. I think losing out on a power struggle with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. And they decided to can someone find a scapegoat for...
An scapegoat? You ever seen those?
A scapegoat for the loss to the Steelers.
You ever
Sunday,
seen yes? that when people like think that a saying or a term is something else for all intensive purposes or porpoises? A scapegoat instead of scapegoat. There's a lot of those going.
Chopping
around.
Chopping at the bit is one.
Oh, you're like other than me the only person I've ever seen get it right. It is champing. People still say chomping at the bit.
All right. Clean slate in the PM team name game. We're all back to zero in 2026. Here's how the game works. There's a category. We go around and around, me, Malzi, and Donnie, until someone gets it wrong, gets an answer wrong, or we actually get all them right and close out a category, which has happened one other time.
We're playing for big stakes this year. This past year, it was agreed upon that since I finished dead last, I have
to buy
Donnie and Pony lunch on a day of their choosing.
So if you lose, you get a point. And the person with the most points
loses.
Yep.
Golf, lowest score.
Joel
wins.
Nelson is here to officiate. Nelly back in 2026. Hello, Nell.
Howdy, fellas.
Wearing a Hawaiian Punch t-shirt.
Yeah.
Quite a choice. Is it a pink shirt, or did you just wash it like
no, it's pink.
Carelessly?
It's okay. Pink. It's like a very faint pink.
Okay.
All right, Nell, category number one.
So, across the Steelers, what, 6-game playoff losing streak that extends back to the AFC Championship against the Patriots, 15 different Steeler players have scored a touchdown across that playoff losing drought.
Okay, so touchdown scores and playoff losses.
Can
correct.
I ask you a question? You can decide if you want to answer this or not. Does a quarterback throwing a touchdown count?
I'm going to say no. Okay. We will go physically got
running a touchdown.
Got
correct.
Okay, that person
running,
didn't get into the end zone.
No.
You got that, Donnie? All right, Malzi, you kick it off.
Le'Veon Bell.
There are 15 of these.
Deontay Johnson.
Antonio Brown.
Martavis Bryant.
Juju Smith-Schuster, yeah.
I think I have a funny one from last year. Did Van Jefferson score last year?
That is correct.
Let's go, Don.
That's real sicko behavior. T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt.
Kansas City. Good one, Malzi.
Feels patronizing, but that's par for the course in the name game.
Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool.
That's eight. PM team name game. Steelers who have scored playoff touchdowns during their playoff win drought.
I'll go James Washington.
James Washington. Good pull. Kansas City game.
Yeah, that's right.
Garbage time.
Wasn't that Ben's last touchdown pass?
It was. I think so.
That's nine, Mulsey.
Big game, James.
Yep.
Donnie putting up the Ben hand signal here. Then he runs back out onto the field because Rudolph was going to take the last snap. Oh, boy. Okay, so we got nine of these down, and there's six more. All right, so it's the Pats loss, the Jags loss, the Ravens loss, the Browns loss, the Chiefs loss. What's the one I'm forgetting?
Clock starting.
It's fine.
PM team touchdown scorers for the Steelers during their playoff win drought. You got 10 seconds.
I'm going to say Najee Harris.
Not correct.
I thought he scored in the Buffalo game for some
reason. Crazy as that sounds.
No, he didn't score a lot.
How about Kobe Hamilton?
That is correct.
That began the drought, the Patriots.
Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah, that's right.
So then I think D'Angelo Williams scored a touchdown in that game, too.
That is also correct.
Did Connor get one?
James Connor also scored a touchdown.
Well, now I feel kind of bad.
Who else did we leave out?
That's par for the course.
I see Eric Ebron, Calvin Austin, and George Pickens.
Yeah, Pickens last year. All right, category two.
Well, so I'll say this. There's one thing that says this is the WWE Royal Rumble winners.
Oh,
so...
Thank you, God!
Donnie,
thank you!
I've got a list that has, like, since 2018, it's got two winners, but another list that has just one winner.
Okay, so
here... You probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so here's the thing. They began the Women's Royal Rumble in 2018.
Are we going to count women's winners?
I think we just do men's Royal Rumble winners. The canonical Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Pony, I'm going to take the one off the board that you can't have because you were there, Ric Flair.
Okay, well, then I'll go with Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Well, he probably won it like 82 times.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I'm just going to go ahead to the next, Mulsey.
Was it branded as such? It better be. Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the first one.
Yes, sir.
Crap. That's been in our promo for 2 years.
Ho!
See ya, Hacksaw.
Shawn Michaels.
M-I-C-H.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
John Cena.
John Cena.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, he's won. He came back. Didn't he come back that surprise one and like the crowd went completely?
Yeah, 2008.
Just because he booked himself to win it, I'm sure, about 10 different times. Triple H.
Triple H.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Big John Studd.
J-O-H-N?
Just talking.
Yeah, Big John Studd. Yeah, he's here.
Randy Orton. O-R-T-O-N.
Randy Orton.